I am stuck. I know I'm hating what I'm doing. An open mind of possibilities. Be willing to explore.
Do you want to be the absolute best candidate for a job you'll love in a career with balance? Veteran leadership career catalyst Jonathan Flax is teaming up with leading executive search professionals to provide you with cutting-edge career transition strategies. Welcome to Career Transition Experts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Flax.
What a very special treat. We have a global theme for today. Mpume Nepumba Daka is with us today. Welcome to Career Transition Experts, Mpume.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jonathan.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you stand for, and what listeners will get from listening to this episode.
So I think the one thing that I'm very passionate about is really talking to career changing and career transitioning and what does that entail and how can you sell your skills and your personality to be able to change your career.
Great. That's really what our listeners are looking to work out and navigate. So tell us a little bit about your journey, where you are now, and go from there.
So I'm based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Have traveled globally, having worked for a number of multinational companies.
Okay, so people making career transitions, there's a lot of activity and thinking that people have to do. Tell us what's your experience, your own personal story, and how you've helped others with that transition.
So I think the biggest thing is to figure out what is the next thing that you want to do. And what I've experienced with my own clients is them sometimes not even knowing what they want to do and trying to help them figure that part. And because that is a journey on its own, right? But I've also worked with people who are very clear what it is that they want to move. So I am moving from a finance to marketing like I did. I had an idea what the next step I wanted to explore. And that was the next step that I took. And I moved out of finance into the marketing role. And the reason for that, Jonathan, was the having to work with numbers every day and do monthly cycle and financial cycle was something that I didn't want to do for the rest of my life. I really wanted to work with campaigns and project management and be creative and have a fun environment to work in. Because I think I've got a very analytical mind, but also a very creative mind. So I wanted to combine the two.
Got it. And how did you come about deciding that it was time to make that change?
It was fairly clear early in my career that I didn't want to do that for the rest of my life. I think it became a matter of the timing. And I was fortunate enough that a marketing opportunity came up that I actually applied for. And I needed to be clear what my transferable skills were. And that's how I actually sold myself. So I went in for an interview and that company asked me to do a marketing strategy for them. And I did. I went away for like a week and then came back and presented on that marketing strategy. And I got the job based on that.
Right. Okay. Tell us a little bit about what that job was. Reporting structure, what kind of clients, like what did you do in that role?
So the job was a strategic marketing manager for a publishing company. And it was a company that was working a lot with authors, as well as they were also self-publishing some books internally. So it was all about marketing the brand of the company, as well as marketing the titles that they were bringing out. So for me, it was about engaging with the retailers, engaging also with the individuals from a customer perspective in terms of marketing those books and the value that the books will be bringing to the individual that will end up using it.
Right. And you've also worked with big companies like MTN Telecommunications in Johannesburg and a very large organization known as Ericsson IT Services. It's a very large company based in Stockholm. Tell us about some of those experiences and how you made those transitions.
So those experiences with MTN, it was a very exciting role. I joined them fairly early when the telecoms industry was opening up in Africa. And basically, I was part of the team that used to go to the rest of Africa looking for licenses. So I was the marketing resource within the team. What that meant is going into country, assessing the market, assessing the potential of what we could, the products that we could bring into the market, and what the numbers and revenues could look like. And that was very, it was a very exciting part. So, and we won some of those licenses because we're also competing with a number of global telecoms companies. Within the Ericsson space, that was more of a business-to-business environment. What that meant was it was all about positioning Ericsson as a thought leader. And it was also about bringing that business-to-consumer element of understanding what the customers are looking for and then saying to the business, if we work with you and we help you, this is how your customers are going to benefit. So you kind of plan the B2B and the B2C space.
Great, right. And then for over 8 years, you've been with MultiChoice, which is a broadcast media and production and distribution. You're in the entertainment business, yes? Or is it news media?
Yes.
What is MultiChoice about?
MultiChoice is a pay TV satellite broadcast company. Basically, you get a decoder and you can broadcast and broadcast content from there. So it's a platform that really brings you content into the house, TV-based entertainment. And my portfolio there, which was very exciting, was to actually make the product accessible to the lower end of the market. So the brand and the product from MultiChoice, which is called DSTV, was very much targeted at high income end users, and it felt to be expensive. It's a very aspirational brand, but it wasn't accessible for the lower end or what we call the mass market. So my portfolio when I joined the business was to make sure that we brought in some subscription packages that were going to be able to target and be affordable to the lower end of the market. And that's what I did. And I did a brilliant job at it, if I might say.
Yeah, very nice. I appreciate your confidence. So now you're taking all this experience, finance back, you know, your experience with finance and financial management, then you shifted with your understanding of numbers, but you're interested in the excitement of marketing and interacting with customers, business to business, business to consumer, media. You have a really interesting combination of the creative and the financial in your background. Talk to us about your current work with people making transitions. Tell us a little bit about what you stand for, what you do with people, how people can benefit from this.
So what I'm doing now, I'm very passionate about people growing in what they do. I'm very passionate about people being in jobs and careers that they love and that they enjoy, where they really have a good skill and they're bringing passion into those environments. I get very sad when somebody is in an environment that they're hating, but they're just doing it for the money. That for me is a very sad.
Yeah, people get stuck with that. Yeah. So Mepume, with all these people you find coming to you for guidance, what's the first and or most important step you take with people to help them get clarity of direction, or if they're clear on the direction, to help them get unstuck? Where do you usually start with people?
So I think the first thing is understanding why somebody's stagnant, right? Because sometimes I get people that are saying they're stagnant, they want to change careers. But when we dig deeper, we find that they might be in environments that are not suitable for them. And it's not about changing a career. So that conversation sometimes happens. But sometimes you also then get somebody who says, I've done this for a while. I want to move. I want to change. And it's very clear where they want to go to. So then we help them with that process of transitioning into that particular space. But then you also find people that are saying, I am stuck. I know I'm hating what I'm doing, but I've got no clue what the next steps looks like. And then we have to start there. And that becomes about a journey where you have to believe that it's possible for you to change careers. It's also a step about self-awareness and understanding who you are as a person. And then also digging deeper into your skills, your strengths, and really helping you to identify some of those so that we can be clear what are the next possible steps for you.
Yeah. So some people, they're stagnant, they're stuck, and they see their careers through a sliver of a view, which, as you say, has them no clue how to get out of that rut. What are some of the steps you take to help them get unstuck? What are the questions you ask or the tools or methods you use?
Actually, even looking at somebody's personal values, what is it that they really value? Because an alignment of your personal values and your career values is very important, because then help you to transition. Some people can't even articulate what their strengths are. So we really go into strength finder or whatever other tools are there that make somebody to be able to get to that point where it's clear what that looks like. Other things, sometimes we underestimate the skills that we've accumulated as we are growing in our careers. Mm. And having to break that down for somebody, I usually see aha moments, because when you're asking them, what are your skills? You find people mentioning one or two things, but when you start digging deeper, then there's a realization of, I've got this skill and this skill and this skill. And then you can help them then identify what are the potential pockets that they might look into. Also looking at what are their talents, what their interests, because sometimes people get stuck in their own head. I had a client who said to me, Pume, I've got no talent. I don't know what that means. I've got no gift. So you have to try and dig deeper and get them to even speak to other people that they know and get them to take some assessments as well, just to trigger some thinking through that process.
Mm. What did that person discover when they worked with you, and how long did that take?
It actually didn't take long. I'm actually seeing her. So we're in the process at the moment. But she came back, I think, 2 weeks ago, and she was very excited. And she was telling me, no, because the only thing she could think is like, I think I'm good at listening, but that's the only thing I can think of. But when she came back with a number of things. Of, I'm good at listening, I'm confident, I've got this skill. And she started rattling things that she hadn't actually thought about, because she engaged her colleagues, she spoke to some of her friends, she spoke to some of her family members, and they were able to give a very good feedback, which she then realized to say, oh my God, I'm actually good at a lot of things, but I hadn't thought about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, human beings, most every culture, we are our own worst critic. We are our own worst limit. And hearing from others is a really great suggestion of interviewing other people, asking other people, what do you think I'm good at? What have you observed that I might not be able to see from within the bottle? And you can't read the label from within the bottle. So that's really great. And you mentioned Strengths Finders. We like that. That's a great tool. It's a book with an assessment. Is that a main, a primary tool you use with people? Do you use any other assessment tools?
So I do use Strengths Finder, but I also use Enneagram. And Enneagram for me, Enneagram for me is quite exciting, because people get to understand what motivates them and why do they behave the way they behave. They get to understand their trigger points. They get to understand their blind spots. So I think the person gets a bit of a full overview of who they possibly are. And then they see what are the things that resonates with them and what are the things that don't.
And these help a lot in having people clarify their direction and get passionate about their careers. Very good. Anything else at all you want to add about what works and what you have seen, and maybe another example or any other theme you'd like to add?
So I think for me, it's having an open mind, Jonathan, an open mind of possibilities. And I think that's what has driven my journey. Instead of fearing the failure, I've always had an open mind of what is possible and what could be the opportunities, and be willing to explore. Some of it doesn't mean that you must leave your job today, but you could get a secondment maybe into that space that you want to explore. You could job shadow somebody just to get a sense of what that job looks like on a daily basis. You can have informational interviews with people that are already in that job and quickly realized that maybe this is not something that I want to do. One of my clients, actually, I got him to do informational interviews. He came back. He wanted to move into the data science space. And he came back. He was like, no. After listening to that guy, I can't do that every day. It's not something that I really want to do. But out of those, and taking your time to ask people that are already in those roles really helps you trigger either the interest or clarify for you that this might not be the route that you want to take.
I love what you said earlier, that sometimes people need to begin with believing that they can make a transition. Sometimes when a person gets stuck, they only can see their own view. But if you look around and you see people working around you, people get hired, people make changes. It happens every day. And with the clear sense of how your talent, everyone listening, each of you has talent, has skill, and can find an enthusiasm, an interest, or maybe even as much as passion for some difference you can make. And when you get clear on that, and it's just a question of finding, as you say, having an open mind to explore the pockets, the industries, the kinds of companies, corporate, business, nonprofit, whatever, where those interests and talents and passion will be applied, and you'll have a happy and successful career. And you and I have the same cloth, Mpume. We really committed to people finding happiness in their careers. It's possible. It really is possible. Not only is it possible, the surveys show it's likely something like 80% of people in corporate America are satisfied. That's a lot, 20% that are not, but most people can find and do find satisfaction and happiness with a sense of purpose in their careers. I'd like to also ask a few other questions. Are there any particular causes, philanthropy, or causes you care about that you'd like to share?
So I do a lot of mentoring young students, high school students. That's where my passion lies. So I do a lot of that. And that's something that really keeps me energized and keeps me going.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm co-founder of an organization called 1 Million for a Billion. And just next week, we're having about 25 young people, 14 to 16 year olds from India, who have created viable 6-month sustainability projects. And they're coming to present the results they've produced. I'll share with you a link to that, Mpume. You'll be fascinated. Maybe you'll be our key person in Africa.
And then that would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be great. Do you have a favorite kind of music you listen to?
I'm an R&B type of gal. Okay. But of lately, I've gotten into a lot of gospel as well. I'm loving a lot of gospel. I've got this song, which is not a gospel song. I don't even know how you clarify it. That is my energy song by Calvin Harris, Giant. And I just seem to love. So, but
All right. We'll put that on at the outro of this conversation. And so it's been a real delight and pleasure and just great energy speaking with you today. Thank you for sharing yourself with us on the Career Transition Experts, Mpume.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
And we're out.
Thank you very much for listening to the Career Transition Experts. We hope you got something of value and would love to hear from you on what you did learn and how this episode made a difference. If you'd like to contact or reach our guests, take a look at the show notes. And you can also find there a link where we will send you a free copy of our resume preparation checklist. If there's anything we can do to help you fulfill your vision and make that transition smoothly, contact us. We are here for you. Thanks again for listening. Hope to see you again soon. Bye for now.